What is Your Of? By Shannon Cook. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Shannon Cook. From the editor, Shannon Cook has been a member of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina for over 30 years. In fact, she and I came into the movement at about the same time and have been friends for slightly longer. She is currently the Affiliate Secretary, NFB of South Carolina Scholarship Committee Chair, Palmetto Convention Grant Chair, and serves as Secretary for the Boards of the Federation Center of the Blind, Rocky Bottom Retreat and Conference Center for the Blind, South Carolina Association of Black Leaders, South Carolina Computer Science and Technology Division, and the South Carolina Association of Guide Dog Users, among other duties. I must remember to ask her if and when she sleeps. She obtained her Master of Social Work from the University of South Carolina. Shannon met her husband, Steve, through the Federation, where he is a leader in his own right. They have been married for 21 years and have 3 dogs. We often say that the word of is the most important word in the name of our organization. When we talk about why, we usually say it is because we are blind people speaking and acting on our own behalf, not others speaking or doing good work for our benefit. But in this beautifully written article, Shannon invites us to consider other aspects of the meaning of, particularly as it relates to fostering inclusion, which is one of the Federation's core values. Here are her thoughts. The word of is often seen as a small, almost unremarkable part of our everyday language, yet its role is far from insignificant, especially when we examine it as it relates to our place in the National Federation of the Blind. It is a term that links, connects, and defines relationships among people, things, and ideas, and when placed within inclusive frameworks, it can carry powerful connotations of unity, shared experiences, and collective belonging. In the framework of the National Federation of the Blind, of is everything we stand for. It connects each member to our collective experience of blindness. It connects each member to the greater organization as an integral part of the whole, no more or less important than the other members, but part of the entire structure. The of, fittingly positioned smack dab in the middle of the name National Federation of the Blind, reflects that we, the blind, comprise the voice of the organization through our expertise and first-hand knowledge of blindness. We are the ultimate authority on blindness because of. We are not for, in the sense that others decide for us. We are our own leaders within our movement for equality, change, integrity, inclusiveness, accessibility, growth, and success. Of means that we belong. The linguistic role of. For those of you who know the grammar nerd that I am, I could not skip this bit of background. In its most basic sense, of is a preposition. It serves as a connector between a noun and another part of the sentence. While its primary function is to denote possession, origin, or association, it can also show parts of a whole or define relationships. This seemingly small word, therefore, acts as a bridge, linking individuals and groups to larger structures, whether in the context of society, culture, or beliefs. For example, in the phrase, members of the community, the word of not only connects the members to the community, but suggests a shared identity or affiliation. It is this use of that holds relevance when discussing inclusion. It implies belonging, being part of a collective, and establishing connections among individuals and larger social systems. Of and the concept of inclusion. At its heart, inclusion is about recognizing, welcoming, and valuing the diversity of people, ideas, and perspectives. It is about fostering environments where everyone feels that they belong, regardless of their background, identity, or abilities. When we use the word of in this context, it can represent a powerful tool in shaping inclusive narratives and fostering understanding. Consider the expression, a society of equals. Here, of does more than just indicate that equality is a feature of society. It expresses that society is made up of equal individuals. The use of frames the concept of inclusion in a way that everyone, regardless of their differences, is seen as an integral part of the whole. In this way, the word becomes a building block for inclusive language, which seeks to empower and unite rather than divide. In the National Federation of the Blind, we often hear that we are an organization of the blind, not only for the blind. A one-word change on the surface would seem barely relevant to the meaning, but by using of, we are all equal parts of the whole as community members. We all have a seat at the table. No one's lived experience is more or less valuable than another's. To put it in a different frame, imagine that the National Federation of the Blind is a giant puzzle. Each member is a piece. Without everyone, the puzzle is not complete. No one piece is the same as the next. Some are shaped differently, have a combination of colors, or have sharp edges rather than rounded. The intersectionality of features is individual to each piece. In our movement, we are each a piece. No one is more important than the next. Each piece is individual. Some are similar. Maybe we have common family histories, home states, gender identities, etc. But the unique combination of characteristics is what makes us an irreplaceable part of the entire beautiful picture. The puzzle is not complete without all its pieces in place. How do you envision your of? I have been a Federationist for most of my life, 34 years to be exact. I identified with the Federation from day one because the Federation philosophy gave me the language to articulate my belief that blindness did not make me less than my sighted peers. When I first became a member, I learned the structure, boards, and interplay among local, state, and national levels of the organization. Shortly thereafter, I was asked to help organize and lead one of the smaller chapters of our state. I joined and participated in the student division. We still refer to our student group this way rather than adopting the South Carolina Association of Blind Students formulation because the acronym SCABS sounds gross. The more involved I got, the more I wanted to get involved. I was accepted in a way I never felt before in my life. Blindness was the characteristic that gave us all a connection, but it became secondary in our interpersonal relationships because we all shared it. No one was known as that blind person, as we often are in other contexts. We had deep discussions about music, books, politics, religion, myths of blindness, and our own misconceptions. Because of our particular perspectives, we were stronger together. Each member found their purpose and sought to fulfill it. The question I pose to readers is, what is your of? What do you bring to the Federation that excites you and keeps you invested in our future? You may have a busy, overwhelming personal life, and attending monthly chapter meetings is the maximum you can manage right now. If that is your of, that is fantastic. If you can plan speakers, chair committees, organize fundraisers, donate to the cause, recruit new members, live by example, teach alternative techniques to newly blind members, make reminder calls, solicit convention sponsors, or anything else, that is wonderful. We can all do something. Your capacity to be involved can and will likely change over time. The key is to realize what you can do. Often it is more than you may imagine. If you do not see a niche for your talents, make one. Accept the challenge to develop a project or program where your skills will be best used. Every one of us, by virtue of our membership, bears a responsibility to further the aim of the National Federation of the Blind, to plan for the present, appreciate and acknowledge the contributions of the past, and make provisions for the future of the NFB. Membership and belonging also come with a collective responsibility to carry us forward through trials, triumphs, stumbles, and successes. Find your place. Don't be the missing piece. Take your place in our big, beautiful of.